It's Monday, you know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mr. Wrestling Theater 420, episode 61, season 3, episode 14, Impact is Raw. That's what we're calling that one.
Yep, makes sense.
All right.
Happy birthday to Jim Ross, Vic Grimes, and New Jack.
That's weird.
Yep, those two having the same birthday is very weird. Also, a quick RIP to John Madden and Betty White.
Yes, Betty White. We did Betty White already. Yes,
Betty White. Yeah, we did.
Betty White gets two of them. She's Betty White, so she gets two fucking rest in pieces, I guess. Whatever. Strain of the day is Cheetah Piss.
What the I don't know.
I just find the dumbest names, dude.
Oh my god. Cheetah Piss. That's hilarious.
All right, so since we did Prediction Friday for New Day.
For
day one, we're just going to do our analysis and Prediction Friday at the same time.
Yep. So first up was the pre-show match, which was Sheamus and Ridge Holland versus Cesaro and Ricochet.
I had picked Cesaro and Ricochet. You went with Holland and Sheamus, which
Which really just became Sheamus because Ricochet, like, landed his whole foot, like, on Ridge's face.
I mean, he gets a cool Phantom of the Opera mask thing now, though.
Yes. He also doesn't have much luck because he just debuted in NXT and, like, fucked his foot up or something.
Yeah. Through that Pat McAfee thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then fucking he's, like, barely been here and he gets his, like, fucking nose crushed in.
Right.
So he doesn't have a lot of luck. But yeah, Sheamus had to carry that match because of it, so. It wasn't a bad match.
I mean, pre-show it was. I mean, it's fine. The bar is no more as they broke up or whatever.
But yeah, like, definitely at that point. And most of that match seemed like it was kind of just them two anyway.
Yeah. So, match, I mean, like, average.
Yeah, just average.
Okay, so that is a win for you, though. So 1 point for you.
Yep. And then the actual show opened up with Usos and The New Day.
Which is a fun match every fucking time they do it anyway.
And they went on forever. And I'm pretty sure the reason they made that match go on forever is because they were trying to fill some time because no Roman and Brock.
Right, probably.
Because Brock got added to the Fatal 4-Way.
Correct. Became Fatal 5-Way.
Yeah. So with that, that was ridiculous because it was the two best tag teams in WWE at the moment, pretty much.
Right. And I mean, main roster. And honestly, like, two of the top five that have ever existed, really. Or two of the top ten that have ever existed, really. I mean, there's been a lot of tag teams.
So there's been a lot of tag teams, but not a lot of them has been as good as these two.
Or for as long as these two.
Yeah. Exactly.
They haven't really broke them up.
No. Which is surprising. Well, the Usos, not so much surprising, but, like, New Day is surprising that they've gone on this long as, like, a mini stable. Basically, right. You know,
I mean, essentially a trios.
Yeah,
I mean, they did kind of separate Big E, but like, did they?
Not really though, because anytime they're together at a pay per view, they're together anyway. Right. Technically, so I mean, which is like once a month.
Yeah,
you know, roughly
at least like once a quarter that they're together.
Yeah.
So match fire. I mean, I'll give that match probably an A anyway, just because I mean that match is always fun to watch.
Yeah.
And that probably saved the whole fucking card, honestly.
Yeah.
And we had, that's another point for you.
Yes.
No point for me.
Yep. And then we had Drew McIntyre versus Madcap Moss with Happy Corbin.
Yeah.
Which is the dumbest.
Happy Gilmore Corbin and Madcap Moss. Riddick Moss.
It's just stupid. Stupid gimmick.
I agree. So.
Broke Corbin was better than Happy Corbin.
We both got that point because we both think that. I had no feelings for this match. Like, this match or whatever. I had no expectations.
I remember we were doing predictions. I'm like, why is this even a match? Like, I don't.
So that being said, it was an okay match for having zero expectations of it.
I mean, it was okay. It wasn't.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's the best match of the night because it was probably going to be fucking Usos and New Day.
Yeah, because the rest of it was pretty much average.
Right. Anyway, so yeah, so McIntyre, average. Yeah. Then we had RK-Bro versus Street Profits. Why did Migos come out with fucking RK-Bro and not Street Profits?
Yeah, it made no sense, right? You figure they'd be... But didn't, like, Randy hang out with them once before randomly?
Probably. I mean, they probably smoked weed together. Honestly, like, that's probably what it really is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's supposed to be with Snoop Dogg all fucking. Hey, Snoop Dogg's around.
Snoop Dogg, and he got Snoop Dogg on him high at one of the WrestleManias or whatever. Right. So
it just makes more sense because they it's the hip hop theme would go with them. I don't know.
Maybe that was too much on the nose for them.
Maybe
they're trying to do like different.
Also, another cool match.
Yeah.
Not as good as Usos and
New No Day. Street Profits are good. RK Bro isn't bad. Mainly because Orton, but.
Right. I mean, I don't hate Riddle. Like I said, we thought Riddle's going to win anyway because he's going to be at New Year's Evil, which, by the way, is our assignment for the week is New Year's Evil.
Yes.
Just makes because. Sense. I mean, it's a mini pay-per-view thing.
Yep.
Also, it's the first Dynamite on
TBS.
TBS. So that's our week. So we're watching both of those then.
Okay. That works for me.
And, I mean, honestly, it's the Wednesday Night Wars.
Yeah. Pretty much. Just different days now.
Wednesday Night Wars. NXT is Dynamite. I don't know. That's what I'm calling that.
I don't know.
New Year's Dynamite. I'm just having fucking fun doing these now. Anyway, decent match, okay match, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably up there underneath the Usos and New Day, honestly.
All right.
Not bad.
Another, that's a point for both of us.
Yes.
Oh, I got McIntyre.
You got McIntyre, yeah, because I went Madcap Moss.
So that's two for me, three for you.
Idea, but I don't know.
Two for me, three for you.
Yeah.
All right. Edge and Miz.
Yeah, Edge won.
Edge won, so that's a point for both of us.
This wasn't a bad match either, honestly.
Can we stop giving Edge fucking 75 minutes to wrestle?
Yeah, I know. He just doesn't have the longevity that he once had.
I mean, that's more of a wrestling match and less flippy floppy shit.
Yeah.
So, like, you gotta kind of tell the storyline, blah, 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 and that's what they both do.
Well, yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, I'm kind of sick of watching Edge out there for fucking 75% of the fucking card.
It was a longer match than it needed to be. At least even though the New Day and Usos was kind of a long match, that was, like, a good, because they kind of go back and forth really well.
Right.
Just fucking, this one just felt kind of drawn out, and then Beth showed up at the end.
Which is going
to
set up
chase away. It's just going to definitely lead to a mixed tag match.
Hopefully at Rumble, so I don't have to watch it at Mania.
Yeah, please do it at Rumble, so I don't have to watch it at Mania.
I mean, we got 17 days of Mania to fucking cover.
Yeah, it's 2 days long again, they said.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
You probably got a third day to it now, too.
Oh, don't do that. Well, it basically is because they just rehash a bunch of shit at Raw anyway, which is on Monday as it is, so.
Right.
You know. So. But, yeah, again, average-ass match.
Very average, though.
Jesus Christ, that was a 20-minute match?
Yeah,
it was that was longer than Usos and New Day. Jesus.
I told you, that seemed like it goes on forever.
And then we had Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan, which...
Except I wanted Liv to win, but only a little bit. And so we both picked Becky there. We both picked Edge, too, so that's another point for both of us. So
yeah.
Whatever.
Because I didn't see Liv winning the title, although it would have been interesting to have her, you know, win, maybe. You know, it's been the four horsewomen as champions of both of those titles for a long time now. Like, if you look at the four longest reigns of the current era, it's the four horsewomen.
Speaking of four horsewomen, Sasha Banks suffered probably a serious injury at a house show over the weekend.
Oh, that's wonderful. Jesus Christ.
So that just one less person kicking around.
Oh. But yeah, I mean, they gave that match a lot more time than I thought they were going to. 17 minutes?
That's because Becky was there.
Yeah.
It's not Liv Morgan versus Doe Drop, as you like to call it.
Doe Drop. Because when I read it, it looks like it should be Doe instead of Do.
I don't think that's over either, because like I think they're just going to... Because I mean, Becky tried to cheat to win, so...
Again,
you got to keep going with that.
Yeah. So, I don't think that's over either. It's at least going to the Rumble, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that's only a couple of weeks, so that makes sense.
You know, that would be the third one, technically, because they had a match on Raw or something for the title, so that would be like, it'd have to end there. You get three chances, you're not getting any more after that if you don't win, you know?
So that's it for Prediction Friday, technically?
Yeah, except for we didn't cover the last match.
We didn't cover the last match because it's different, so it doesn't count anymore anyway.
Yeah.
So that was...
It was supposed to be Big E, Seth, Kevin Owens, and Lashley in a Fatal 4-Way for the WWE Championship.
Right.
And then Brock stuck his big head in there because...
Well, because Omicron beat up Reigns.
Yes.
So, what I was trying to say is Prediction Friday was five for you and four for me.
Yes, because we don't count the last one.
Right. Bringing totals for Prediction Friday, me 55, you 52. Now we can talk about fucking Big E match.
Yes. Which, it was only 8 minutes. I felt a little longer than
that. Yeah, but it was an old school finisher, badass.
Oh, it was definitely...
Spear through a barricade on the outside. Yeah, like,
it started out with... Fucking
like it was a good fuck. It was a fun 10-minute match.
Was it Lashley
was.
Put fucking thing through the barricade?
Yes.
Lesnar through the barricade, and then someone got put through a fucking table, and there was and fucking Lesnar took a pretty big hit to the head with the fucking steel steps. It looked like he ran into that thing head first. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Lesnar's having a good fucking time. He's just out there fucking having a great time right now.
Yeah, I know.
Taking pictures with fans afterwards.
He's like, without Paul Heyman, he's a totally different person now.
Yeah, he really is. He's definitely a different guy.
So, which is fine. Like, run with it.
I'm fine with it,
It's not the same old Brock, but it did piss me off a little bit that, like, Brock sticks his head in there and then instantly wins, but I saw that coming.
As soon as
they announced that at the beginning of the pay-per-view, I'm like, yeah, Brock's gonna win now. Sorry, Big E. You're losing your fucking title.
If we read our predictions, I think we both will go on Brock, but because it's a push, it doesn't count anyway. So it was an average pay-per-view. It wasn't anything special.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it a 6 or a 7. I'm going to give it a 7 just to be nice. Pay-per-view.
I'll give it a 7, too. I would agree with that.
All right.
It wasn't bad. I had a couple good matches. None of the matches were outright horrible.
Right.
I'll put it that way. There wasn't anything that, like, I was watching going, this is fucking ridiculous. Why am I watching this? You know? It wasn't, you know, that kind of thing. And then there was a couple good matches. Like, the Liv and Becky match wasn't bad. Edge and Miz wasn't bad, but that went on too long. The two tag team matches weren't bad. I definitely think the best match of the night was the Usos and New Day.
Right. Which
but I've come to expect that anytime they go against each other.
You should, because it's going to be a good fucking match anyway.
And I looked at the card, I'm like, they're going to open. And they did. Because...
Gotta get your asses in the seat.
Definitely. And I don't think any of the other matches would have fucking fully put everybody's asses in their seats, so...
No, because you really can't start off with Migos.
Yeah, you're not going to start off with that, which is why it was the middle of the card, pretty much. And you're not going to start off with Miz and Edge, because
it's 45 minutes long.
Yeah, and it's just not entertaining enough that people, I think, are going to want to sit in their seat.
Right.
I could have definitely got a drink during that match and not cared.
Right, exactly. I mean, you probably could start off with Becky and Liv.
Probably.
Is there another match I think you could have started off with?
Yeah. And I just don't think that had as much of a... push behind it as... I mean, there's a lot... I think the fans wanted to see Liv win.
Right. And I don't think that's over yet. I just don't think they wanted to get... I think they want to give Liv an actual moment. So
gave her a moment to see how well she did, I think is what it was. Well, we're going to have you do this little spot with fucking Becky. We'll see what you really got. You know, she's been wanting to prove herself for a while, and she did pretty damn good.
The only problem with that is that I think now that they're going to end up combining all the fucking titles together, I think
She's going to get lost in the fray, because... Yeah. I having Brock win here and then unify it at Mania against probably Reigns.
Right.
And Brock will probably be the one who wins, because Reigns has had that other one for fucking over a year now.
Maybe Lashley will take it at Royal Rumble, so it's Lashley versus Reigns.
Yeah. Or they'll add someone else into it somehow, some way.
Seth. It started off being Seth versus Big E.
It started off being fucking like, yeah, I know.
Seth versus Big E.
And then fucking
Kevin
Owens.
And then
Daniel
Bryan got jumped in there somehow.
Seth and fucking Kevin were doing pretty good with their fucking let's tag team everybody else for a minute, though. Like, I was just waiting. I'm like, who's going to turn on who first, though?
You know what was going to happen there.
Yep.
Someone's going to turn on somebody.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah, so like I said, it's like 7.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was enjoyable to watch, at least.
Agreed.
I've seen much worse from them, so.
Agreed.
I'll take what I can get when I can get it, so.
Let's just do our douchebag of the day since it's unanimous real quick.
Yep, Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown just for being a douchebag.
Yep, just fucking...
Like, what are you doing?
Taking his ball and going home
just,
in the middle of
just
the
go
match.
Sit on the fucking bench and be, like, all miserable by yourself.
Yeah, just go... Exactly. Just go sit down somewhere and just fucking pout until the game's over. Like, is it that hard to do?
You know, you gotta make a big spectacle of yourself. So you can go fight fucking Jake Paul.
He's and get knocked the fuck out. Because Jake Paul has gone against a few guys that I said should have knocked him out. And he keeps fucking beating them.
Fuck it. Jake Paul's one time Jake Paul to win is when he fights fucking Antonio Brown in 6 months or whatever fucking it is.
There's a rumor that he might be fighting McGregor like next year sometime or something. I'm like, well.
He's still in the UFC umbrella, so I doubt that'll happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, so douchebag of the day. Nunes for us. I don't know what King has, but... We'll find out in a minute.
Yep.
Speaking of that, anchor.fm, followed by King.
That's right.
All
right.
We are back.
It is Monday. I am the king of old school. So that must mean this is the Monday Night Rant. First one of 2022. Happy New Year to everybody. So I wanted, originally... to go in one direction, but I actually got results on day one, and wow, that really sucked. You've got the match. Let's start off. Everything pretty much went according to plan. You kind of expected a lot of the results just to go like that. The one that obviously threw everybody off was the fact that Roman Reigns was taken out for COVID protocol. I did not see if he actually tested positive or if he was taken out because of protocol. If he tested positive, I feel for the guy, because I know that he is high risk because he's a recovering cancer patient. So I feel for the guy, and, you know, best of luck to you. If they pulled him because of COVID precautions, I understand that. Because, again, he's a cancer patient, so, you know, health comes first. And if I'm not mistaken, he has a family. Thought I saw he had a kid somewhere. So, you know, that trumps everything else. So Vince McMahon can suck it pretty much if he has an issue. But they pulled that. They canceled the biggest hyped match of 2021, pretty much. Excuse me. And instead, they put Brock Lesnar into the Fatal 4-Way, making it a Fatal 5-Way for the WWE title. Just out of the blue. Boom. Here he is. Have fun. And... wow, surprise, surprise, he comes out of nowhere and wins the motherfucking thing. That pisses me off. It leads me to question whether or not he had something in his contract saying he was walking out of there with a belt around his waist. And that's why they did that. I mean, I know that he makes the sporadic appearances, so you wanted to get the biggest bang for your buck out of that one. So I understand them putting him into another match. I don't see how they can justify him walking out with the belt. That match, it was a farce. I mean, I did not watch the entire match. I saw an abbreviated recap of it, maybe about 12 minutes long or so. And it looked like it was mostly spots between Lesnar, Big E, and Bobby Lashley. It was like Rollins and Owens just didn't have anything to do in that match once Lesnar was implanted into it. And that sucks, because I think that had it just been the original Fatal 4-Way, A, I don't think that the title would have changed hands, and B, I think that it would have had a lot more equal time to it. Everybody would have had, you know, their spots to shine. And the only thing that, you know, Rollins and Owens really, from what I saw, could get going was when they were teaming together and they were double teaming Lesnar or double teaming Big E, Lashley. That seemed like the only thing they could do, and it made them just look weak in comparison. And either of them are weak, so it kind of pisses you off a little bit. So with this Roman Reigns COVID situation, it apparently fucked up the plans for the Royal Rumble. It obviously fucked up day one. But it fucked up the plans for the Royal Rumble that I've read. And it fucked up their plans for WrestleMania, apparently. So, I don't know what they had going. You know, if Lesnar was going to walk away with the title, taking it from Reigns, the only thing I can think of is that, you know, maybe Lesnar was going to take the belt from Reigns. Reigns wasn't, you know, Lesnar being Lesnar wouldn't defend the title again until, wouldn't defend the title until WrestleMania. So I just assume that Reigns, after seeing what happened, I assume that Lesnar was winning the title, Reigns was going to win the Rumble, and it was going to be Lesnar versus Reigns at WrestleMania again. Wow, I've seen that story before. But that's just my assumption. They've said that that was destroyed because of that. They also said that their plan B for the Rumble was destroyed because apparently Drew McIntyre injured himself. I did not hear the extent of his injury, but I read that Drew McIntyre injured himself at some point in the match versus Madcap motherfucker, whoever the fuck his name is. That guy's a fucking joke. I mean, that match was fucking ridiculous. Vince McMahon really, I mean, even if it's not Vince McMahon, whoever the fuck is responsible for that, needs to fucking back off of Baron Corbin for a very long time because he just sucks! And everything he does and everything he surrounds himself in sucks. Can you tell that he is my most hated wrestler on any roster right now? And I'm not talking about, you know, hating a heel. I'm just talking, he sucks. I mean, like, put him in a match against Goldberg to see who sucks more. That's my attitude right now. I mean, I'd rather watch Santino Marella dress in drag. That's really what it boils down to. But yeah, apparently Drew was injured during that match, which should never have happened. Because that whole thing was just a fucking waste of time. And apparently that fucked up plan B for the Rumble, which I can only assume means that Drew was plan B to win the Rumble and challenge Roman if he walked out. I don't know. But that's what the one report said. I believe it was Bleacher Report that even wrote it, saying that that big plans for the Rumble and WrestleMania were fucked up in one night. Really, the only match that was interesting to me was the match between Edge and The Miz. Edge, you could tell, was really trying to elevate Miz for some reason, but Miz just didn't seem to reciprocate. He didn't seem to feed off of it. I don't know what, I mean, the matches between Edge and Rollins were incredible. They were main event caliber, pay-per-view caliber, even when they weren't on pay-per-view match, you know. Edge and The Miz, I know that they're different, that The Miz is a different wrestler, has a different style, but he didn't, I don't know, he just doesn't, I think it would be like if I'm trying to put Dolph Ziggler back up at this stage in the game. Like, I know they threw the title at him randomly, but I think it was just because it was in his contract that he needed another title shot, and they felt bad for the guy and rewarded him for longevity. It was like, oh, yeah, by the way, you have, you know, here, this is for having a good reality show, which isn't really that good. I've watched it and changed the channel on it. But it seems like that whole storyline was nothing more than a hype for that reality show, in all honesty. But yeah, the return of Beth Phoenix, I was never a big fan of her either. But, you know, that is what it is. I think, unfortunately, I don't think that's the end of this rivalry. I think this is going to continue on for a little bit. Maybe go take you through the Rumble. Maybe take you into the Rumble. I don't know. But I have a feeling that there will be at least a mixed gender tag team match at some point in the future with these two. Going on to that, everything else was pretty much as expected, so I'm not even going to talk about it. Don't even care about it. Did see the hit that Ricochet gave to, what's his name, Ridge? Yeah, that didn't look as bad as they made it out to be, but I mean, that was just from my vantage point. I didn't watch it live again. I watched recaps of every match, and I have to give credit to Sheamus on that one for fending off the two of them and making that match actually still interesting. Like, I would put that maybe the top three matches on the card. And that's kind of sad. Both tag team matches kind of sucked. I'd say that Edge and Miz were probably number one, even though Miz doesn't deserve it. But yeah, that is what it is, I guess. So I'm going to try something different. I'm going to start to close out my thoughts, but I have to give a little credit to the guys. Last week, that bit that you guys were doing, the back and forth about Shepherd and his comments about Brody Lee and the actual from the heart conversation you guys had afterwards, that was incredible. I'd love to hear you guys do more shit like that. And I'd love to stir you on if I can. I just, unfortunately, I don't really have much. So I'm going to just go with one of my old standbys, and I'm going to ask you guys a question, and hopefully you'll be able to discuss it and answer my question. But, and if this works out, I'll do it more often. But my question for today is, I've asked this before, by the way. I'm sure that you both have. I think you both have answered this on Facebook, but I don't think. I know I haven't asked it here. So, does a wrestler's actions or words outside of the ring affect your opinion of him or her inside the ring? For instance, Bret Hart. The way he's very, shall we say, salty lately, the past few years, very critical of certain things, and with all good reason for the most part. Let's say, the fact that many will call him a bitch. Does that affect your thoughts of Bret Hart back from his career in the ring? Let's talk about maybe Ric Flair with the Flight from Hell stuff being revealed on the Dark Side of the Ring, and then a handful of other things that have been popping up in the last couple weeks prior since that. It looks like everybody's got a bad Ric Flair story to tell. Sabu, has had a few. I believe I've seen a handful out of WCW as well. TNA popped up with a few. Actually, I think that Sabu complained about Flair in both TNA and WWE, but maybe that's what I'm thinking. But it seems like there's a shit ton of bad press on Flair as of late. Halle Berry is another one that I've heard complaining about Ric Flair's actions. You know, does that affect what you think of him in the ring? Let's go to the extreme. I mean, Jimmy Snuka, Chris Benoit, both accused of, you know, Snuka's accused of murder. He died before I think he went to trial. And Benoit with the murder-suicide, does that affect what you thought of them in the ring? So that's my question to you guys. Hopefully you'll be able to discuss it. And if this works out, maybe I'll come up with a better question next week. All right. So for the time being, I'm done. This is the rant, and I'm done talking to myself. Get me out of here.
What's shaking, y'all? Emmett Ted Bates here. I want to thank y'all in advance for rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over here. Make sure y'all tap in every time they drop a new episode. And with me, y'all know I'm dropping the hottest of the hottest for the East Coast Flames. Make sure y'all check me out at Big Visions on YouTube. Let's get it, man. Sharks up.
All right, so we're back.
Yep.
Before we get into Impact is War. King is wrong because New Day's and Usos, it was the best match on the card.
Yeah, I agree with that. Definitely not Edge and Miz. I'd take the finisher fest of fucking, you know.
Yeah, the main event finisher fest was always fun to watch.
Yeah, like that was literally something that would happen in a video game.
Yeah.
Break everything.
10 fucking, minutes long, be yeah. done.
Yep.
But yeah, I think both tag team matches were better than Miz and fucking Edge. And,
yeah. Which was twice as long as it had to be, honestly. Right.
Do you want
to
do Raw's Impact, or Impact is Raw, and Impact is War, whatever I'm trying to say here, or do you want to do King's question?
We can do the Impact is War, and then we'll end with his question.
Okay, cool. So which one do you want to do first?
I watched Raw first, which my first major comparison was the fact that this Monday Night War 2.0 between Impact and Raw had a lot of similarities of how we talk about WWE versus AEW nowadays.
Yeah, I thought so too. I'm like, this is fucking kind of fitting.
It's funny too, because the other thing I said to myself after watching them both was, it's funny how a lot of things change, but a lot of things stay the fucking same too. You know? Like, Impact was definitely better wrestling.
Yes.
Than it was than versus WWE. Just like I would say with, you know, today with AEW and thing. However, WWE is definitely better even back then at capturing more of the entertainment side of it.
I agree.
You know, even being a little hokey at times.
It was hokey when you had a little when you had fucking Hornswoggle attack.
Hornswoggle attack.
Santino Marella dressed as Jericho.
Yes, exactly. But it made me laugh, though. Like, for some fucking reason, it made me laugh and it worked. And
yep.
I was like, I totally forgot about this, but it was
Jericho
stupid.
Kicking him in the fucking head was pretty funny, though.
It was stupid, but it was fucking pretty, it was pretty hilarious at the same time, so. But yeah, it was definitely better, and like, the women's division. I forgot how much I hated the women's division in WWE back then.
Well, we got
back
Brie
then.
Bella versus Maurice,
which
was opposed to the tag team match, and we also had ODB versus Tara on Impact. So we got two matches over there.
Yes, and then you had the tag team championship
right.
over there too.
Sarita
Kong and
Hamada
and Serena and
Taylor Wilde. Hillwad's still around, so.
Yeah, I totally forgot her name.
Background again.
Until you said it there for a second. I remembered Serena, though.
Serena's Sarah Stock. She's actually the one of the coaches at the Performance Center for WWE currently.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know if she's part of the fucking cuts or not, but.
I don't know. There's a lot of those.
I don't even know what works there anymore, honestly. But she was doing that.
Yeah.
So backstage producer / trainer for them.
Yeah. I will say though that it was funny too, because both shows, if that was today, we would have ragged so bad for having so many of the old guys on there too.
Yes.
Because you had Bret Hart, and the whole Bret Hart thing was lame to me.
Well, see, I don't actually remember watching that one. I didn't really watch the Impact one as much, you know what I mean, until I rewatched it. I don't remember this.
I mean, like, Bret came out, and him and fucking Sean buried the hatchet, and I was like, okay, fine, whatever, yeah. You know. But the way it ended with him and Vince...
Well, that was supposed to set up a WrestleMania match, and it never happened.
Yeah, but it was just, like, it was a lame finish, though, too. Like, Vince just, like, kicks him in the balls and walks away, and it's like... That's definitely something Vince would come up with, honestly.
I mean...
But, like,
it I knew it was happening, so I kind of dug it.
Yeah, like, the whole time I'm watching it, like, I didn't fully remember any of that shit at all, which might have been through my hiatus where I really wasn't watching wrestling that much anyway.
2010, I think I just got you back in.
Yeah, so I'm just sitting there, and I'm like...
That makes sense. I think I just got you back into it.
I'm, like, sitting there watching it, like, what the fuck? Like, would somebody just turn on somebody? Because this is, like, why am we doing this twice over? I expected Sean to fucking kick him in the face, especially since he was part of DX at the time, again. Like,
right.
And then that didn't happen. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Well, someone's got to turn on somebody. And then Vince just kicked him in the balls.
It's Vince being Vince. Yeah. What do you think of the unification tag team match with AEW versus WWE? Yeah, that's funny.
It wasn't bad. You know, it was funny, though, to watch that, like... So many people, like, you know, because so many people are still around today. They're just not where they were back then.
Because
we had Lashley on Impact. We had Hardy on Impact.
Hardy AJ, made his debut on Impact.
Yeah, AJ.
Which might be happening soon, probably not.
Yeah. You had AJ over there. You had Angle over there. You had...
That match, by the way, was the best match of the entire fucking weekend for me.
Yeah, it was.
Or week, whatever you want to say. Like, the show I watched, that was the best one. That was fun to watch.
That was definitely a good match. I enjoyed that. I also enjoyed the fucking opening match, the fucking X Division fucking red thing.
Yeah.
Can't remember the steel.
With Consequences Creed, who is now fucking Xavier Woods.
Lethal Consequences on top of it, because it was Lethal and him together. Right. And I'm like, holy shit, I totally forgot about them being together. And he was like, what was he, something machismo or whatever?
Yeah, that's when he was like Macho Man.
Man, yeah.
Before he became Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Which he does later on, because Ric Flair made his debut. Like I said, a lot of old people on that show.
Yeah, you had Flair show up, you had Hall, you had fucking Nash, who was already kind of there anyway.
Xbox.
Foley
was there.
Hogan, Foley.
Bischoff.
Sags and Knobs were there.
Yeah, fuck them.
Like what the fuck? Like, they went all out with trying to bring back a lot of old people over there, which was just, like...
In Rawhead, or in Kofi, for the I don't know,
which
third time.
Which was probably the best actual wrestling match of...
On that side.
Which, it's become... That already had happened a lot at that point, kinda. And then we've seen it how many times since then?
Right.
So, but, I mean, I get it.
Ted DiBiase Jr. sighting.
Yes. Because technically Legacy was still a thing at that point.
Yeah, barely, apparently.
Barely, because they're trying to kick Orton out, which makes me laugh. Like, fuck you, Cody. And what are you doing? You
tried to kick them out the week before. Like, we didn't watch anything around it, so like, we don't really know what was happening. But, yeah. Like...
But still, though, it was like... I don't know. I hate Cody now. So, that's a whole different topic, though. But, yeah, I just... There was a lot of people who were still around. Just, like I said, you know, Jericho and Big Show over there. Mark Henry was over there.
Mark Henry was on...
He was on Raw.
Raw, yeah. As an up-and-comer.
Yeah, which made me laugh. I'm like, how is he still an up-and-comer in 2010 when he's been around since, like, 2001?
At least. 2000, maybe? Nation Domination, because he's by himself, maybe.
Yeah. But still, like...
I don't know either. I can't really do the math on that.
And they even said MVP is an up-and-comer. And I know he was newer still then, but he wasn't...
I think he came in 2009.
That new, was he?
I think he came in 2009.
Thought it was a little bit...
2010 changed the wrestling landscape a lot.
Yeah. The funny thing was a good Impact, but I feel like Hogan joining Impact was the start of it...
Downfall.
Slowly going downhill. Agreed. Yeah, it took it from a point when it was at its high...
Because it brought in Flair and...
too much of the Sting back and too many of the fucking old guys that we didn't really need around, because I think one of the things that made that you had Samoa Joe, you had fucking AJ Styles, you had Abyss. Amazing Red, Abyss,
Christopher Daniels,
Kazarian, who I think was Suicide in that match.
He was.
Because it looked like a taller Suicide.
Yeah, it was him.
You know? And then even having guys like Jay Lethal around, and like those guys.
Bam Money.
Yeah, they were great. You know, yeah, Bam Money was there. Like,
I mean, like, the only guy that I wanted to see there was the only guy who should have been there, which would have been Jarrett.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's a lot for me coming from me to say that I wanted Jarrett there.
Yeah.
I told you, Jarrett's fucking slowly getting respect for me. And it's fucking annoying.
I know, that's all
me.
I can think about when I'm watching this stupid little promo, and then Hogan is like, oh, you fucked this place up. And I'm like, that's funny, considering you are the one who fucks this place up. But that's, you brought all your boys back, and that no one wanted to see it anymore.
Then later on, he brings his daughter in. And
yeah, which like didn't need to happen either. That was a downfall. So it was weird to see it. When it was, to me, at its height of excellence, about to fucking hit the other side of that mountain.
Yeah.
You know?
He probably could have taken him out, and then they just, they brought in a big name, and it fucked him up.
And it makes you laugh and wonder, where's AEW going to be at some point?
Yeah.
Because, at the time, Impact was kind of a competitor, you know? The way that we look at AEW as being a competitor now. But that eventually hit the other side of a mountain and rolled downhill. So, hopefully that doesn't happen with AEW so bad. But it's still kind of new. It's still on that up climb. So, it was funny, though. It just made me laugh. There was a lot of fucking comparisons between the two. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Currently, and then 12 years ago, technically.
It was 12 years ago.
So.
It's also 12 years after the Montreal Screwjob. I didn't do that on purpose. It was just a weird thing.
It's weird how that worked out. It was exactly 12 years after that.
Which makes that 24 years ago. Which makes that 24 years ago?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yep.
Millennial boomers over here.
Pretty much. That was a long time ago, man. It was funny, though.
I enjoyed watching that old shit like that. That was actually kind of fun to do.
That wasn't bad. I liked it.
And we got to, you know, like, do a comparison. Like, these were the competing fucking shows.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting and entertaining at the same time.
Yeah. I definitely felt like Impact tried to go harder because they were their first competing show.
I think Impact had.
And it was a 3-hour. They did a 3-hour special
show.
Which
was 3 hours, too. Like, it's not getting as long as shit.
Yeah, and I'm watching it. I'm like, I know they keep saying 3 hours, but this is long as fuck compared to fucking an hour and a half in Raw. I know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I'm like, oh, no commercials. It's probably only an hour and a half, like Raw.
So when I'm first watching Raw, I watched the Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels thing, and I'm like, did they cut out the Vince McMahon part? Because I remember being a Vince McMahon part at the end of this, or during this too. I thought it was the same fucking time.
Yeah,
I know they just like didn't, you know.
Yeah,
it was later on.
Well, typical Vince is gonna end the show with him and that.
Yeah,
and, you know, I saw that coming. After that main event was Kofi and fucking Orton, I think.
Technically, that was a main event.
Yeah, technically. Which wasn't bad.
I think. I mean, like, honestly, they might have cut something else out for all I know, too. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
It couldn't have been that important if they cut it out.
Maybe. I don't think I remember them. I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think didn't talk about anything else. Like I said, I hated the Divas match.
The Divas match was the hardest thing to watch out of all of that.
I mean, I gotta be honest with you, I kind of stared off into space while it was on.
I was playing, just listening
for words.
Dude, they talked about the Divas title.
They tried to tweet magic as she got her ass whooped anyway.
Or whatever.
By Melina, on top of that.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I don't get to see Melina? That sucks. And then fucking Maryse came out. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. I'm like, you were way better as a valet than a wrestler. Like, which you do now, coming out with your husband every now and then is fine.
Which was funny, because her husband came out afterwards.
Yes.
And you're like, I might call you back
if
you win the title.
I'm sitting there laughing. And then I saw when Miz came out after that, and I'm like, I had a hard time, because I'm like, I hated this Miz a gazillion times more than I hate current Miz.
Me too. Because I'm the Miz.
And I'm awesome.
Shut up, MJF.
Fuck you. Shut up. I hated you so bad at this point in time. I don't even want to hear you speak. Just like, why? And then, but yeah, and then the Bella Twins came out, and I was like, oh, fuck, this is everything I hated about this era of women's wrestling in WWE.
Even on the other side, it wasn't, I mean, like, Tara and ODB is a good match. The tag team match was okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, tag team titles was on the line. I mean, it wasn't a horrible match by
any means. No, it wasn't a horrible match.
And honestly, like, Sarita Cooker is amazing. I forgot how good she actually was.
Yeah. They let them wrestle a bit, and I'm like, you know, this actually isn't that bad.
So that match was out of the
you still one. Don't stand a chance against fucking Kong and fucking...
No.
You and didn't. Japanese chick that I forgot about.
Hamada.
Hamada. I keep forgetting her fucking name.
It's Hamada. It's not that complicated.
I know it's not that complicated.
Who was, like, injured for, like, most of that fucking match.
Yes, she was. But then again, it's Awesome Kong, so...
True. <luck. laughs> So you really need her.
No. Which they didn't. It was...
All right. A scorecard on Raw...
6.5.
Scorecard on Impact.
7.5. Just because it had some really good matches in it.
I'm going to go probably a 6 and a 7 because I'm going to keep them even numbers.
Okay, fine.
But that's just because I'm being an asshole.
Yeah.
But either
only
way.
Half a point over each way. So.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I mean, so we'll do that again sometime. That was fun.
Maybe. I did like that. That wasn't bad.
I don't know what we're going to do, but we'll do that again.
We can do a fucking another one like the old Monday Night War style.
We could do one of those.
Just have to pick, like, a decent
time
period.
Just pick a regular day, yeah.
You know? I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter. That went on for, like, what? Like, good solid five, 6 years?
At least 83 weeks.
Yep. That went on for a while.
So, we're getting to King's question.
Yep.
Does a wrestler's actions outside the ring affect your opinion of them in general, I guess?
Yeah. I mean... Yes and no. Sometimes right. I try to separate it because it's like, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who hear these things about Ric Flair and they're like, oh, whatever. It's probably just over exaggerated. I've never been a Ric Flair fan a day in my fucking life. I will say that. And growing up, he always just seemed like the douchebaggy guy that I wouldn't like anyway. So right. that was some of the bias.
Plus, he was a heel when we were growing up.
As I got older, I gave him respect for what he has accomplished and what he did for the wrestling game. And, you know, you wouldn't have MJFs and Miz's and people of that kind of heel caliber without a Ric Flair.
To play devil's advocate, you wouldn't have a Ric Flair without Dusty Rhodes and Buddy Rogers.
Exactly. To have, because he needed somebody to go against, to actually be able to, you know, and guys like...
Well, he emulated fucking Dusty Rhodes. Like, that was literally how he started.
Yeah, and then eventually going against him, it was the exact polar opposite. His rich man, jet flying,
right.
You know, limousine riding motherfucker versus son of a plumber.
Right.
You know, so that, and that, a lot of your wrestling fans were probably more son of a plumbers than they were...
You think?
Some. I mean, you know, there's definitely people who were higher status in life that liked wrestling, too. I'm just saying, people got that fucking relationship and it worked, and... But, so I give him that respect, but... Like, I don't know. Like, the Benoit thing's hard because I liked Benoit for so long as a wrestler, and then the fucked up shit that happened, it's
right.
like, it's hard to not,
it's hard
to separate the two.
Sometimes it's easy to separate it, like, oh, I already don't like you, so I'm just gonna fucking write you off.
Ric Flair, I don't like you, and then I kind of expected a guy like you because the lifestyle you pretended to be is kind of what your lifestyle was for a long time. That, the shit I hear about Ric Flair, you know, it doesn't surprise me. Because I already expected some of that behavior out of him, you know? It's hard to separate the two, but I think it's really hard to completely separate it.
Right.
Sometimes, it's always there in the back of my head for some reason.
Like Velveteen Dream.
Yeah.
Like Velveteen Dream.
I liked you, but now
then
I hate
you. Something stupid, and now I can't. I never want to see your face again.
Yeah. You
like,
know?
He's not the only one. He's just the first one that came to my mind. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Jimmy Havoc.
Yeah, a lot of those fucking...
Joey Ryan.
Exactly.
A, like, lot, of well, those... a lot of you guys can just disappear.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care anymore.
Yep.
Go away.
Yep.
But like I said, I guess it really depends on your box office, doesn't it?
Yeah. It depends on who it is and...
I mean, so I guess to answer Kim's question, what kind of fucking wishy-washy on that?
Yeah.
We kind of have a lot of shit flat, I guess, because we're dickheads like that. I mean,
yeah, there's some things I can let... Little things I can let slide because... circumstances, and then there's other things that it's just like, yeah, I can't let that slide. And then, and if I didn't like you to begin with, it's just more fuel to the fire.
It doesn't help anything, right?
You know, if I like you, it depends on how much I really liked you and what you did.
Exactly, what you did. And I mean, like,
there's a lot of extenuating circumstances in this kind of question, and that's what makes it hard to outright answer.
Cologne or whatever, who's like accused of killing Bruiser Brody.
Yes.
Like, I don't really know who you are, but like, I like Bruiser Brody, from what I've seen of him.
Yeah, and the thing is, you everything I've seen about that and the people who knew them who still talk about them, Bruiser Brody was, in some ways, kind of similar to Brody Lee.
Right, I mean,
because he was a big, giant guy. He was kind of a little crazy in the ring, but like when you hear about how he was with his family, you know, he was a very nice guy, you know. And here's this fucking guy stabbing him or whatever, supposedly, you know, over fucking stupidness.
Right. I mean, there are guys like that, but then there are guys like, oh, what the fuck? What the fuck's Jake's father's name?
Oh, wow.
Grizzly.
Grizzly Adams, yeah. Like, Grizzly fuck Smith. That guy. Grizzly Smith?
Yeah.
Whatever, I don't
think
know.
It was Adams. I think that's
Grizzly Smith.
Yeah, that's the Canadian bear guy.
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah, Grizzly
anyway,
Smith.
Like, that dude, I'm like, oh, fuck this dude. This was an asshole.
Yeah, like, fuck him. I didn't really know who he was very much. That was definitely before my time kind of a guy.
Obviously.
But fuck him.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
You know, he fucked up all of his kids.
All of them.
And other people's kids. And I just... Fuck you, you know? And that's what I mean. Like, it kind of depends on what you did.
And I guess who you were. I mean, yeah. So it's a hard question to answer just out of the blue like that. Like,
yeah, and like look at a guy like, okay, like Shawn Michaels, who I grew up, I was a Shawn Michaels kid. You know, you were a Bret Hart kid, I was a Shawn Michaels kid, whatever. But growing up and learning through life that Shawn Michaels was a fucking complete douchebag, it does change my opinion a little bit.
Do anything wrong,
per se? No, he didn't do anything horrible.
Right.
You know, he's not on the lines of, like, Snuka and Benoit and Cologne.
We look at Benoit, I'm like, I don't... Yeah, dude, you were good in the ring, but, I mean, like, I don't want to watch a lot of Benoit matches, I guess, anymore.
You know, the problem with that is it just makes me think of too much of what happened afterwards. Right. And, like, this is why I said, no matter how much you try to separate outside the ring from inside the ring, it's still there.
Sorry, sometimes. So
it's still fucking
so
there.
So a few times it changes the opinion and a few times it doesn't. That's yeah. A simple answer to, I guess, what King is asking.
Yeah.
I mean...
For most,
I try to separate...
Yeah, I try to talk about it and look at it as just... All right, put all that outside your mind. If you look at it as just his in-ring work, yeah, I'm going to say this about him. But... Right.
But outside the ring, you're a fucking tool.
Yeah, exactly. And I do that with most. You know what I'm saying? Right. I think I do that with most.
There are a few that were like, oh, fuck that dude, like, completely. Like, Goldberg really didn't do anything wrong. We just fucking hate that dude. So
we
like,
just hate Goldberg because Goldberg shouldn't be around.
Goldberg could literally save a fucking bus full of nuns and I'd still fucking hate him.
Yeah, pretty much. You know? And it's not like he even did anything wrong. I just don't like him.
Besides end fucking Bret Hart's career.
Yeah, that,
but, like, even so, I was just a botch.
Don't hurt me. Oh, okay, I'm going to put my foot through your head and end your career.
I'm saying, like, that's a botch. I mean, like, that shit happens.
Like, Ricochet landing on fucking things. I'm sure that was meant to be a splash and not a, I'm going to land, what, 1 foot on your fucking face and 1 foot on your chest.
Yeah, but that's fine, too. Like, that happens. He's going to get a
cool botches happen no matter what, though. And it's not always somebody's direct fault for a botch happening. Things just happen, you know?
I get it.
So, but I don't know. It depends. Yeah, I guess the answer to that question really at the depends. End of the day is it fucking really depends.
It depends on who did it.
75% of the time, it's probably I already didn't like the guy anyway. About another fucking 20% of the time, it probably does change my opinion.
Like, selling that Chris Benoit.
And then there's like 5% where it's like it's someone who I really, really like and I have a really hard time.
Right.
You know?
That's why we don't do any Chris Benoit stuff. Like, because...
Yeah, we really don't. You know, if it ends up on
actually, in the first couple of seasons, he wasn't even Chris Benoit. He should not be mentioned.
Yeah.
He didn't even get a name.
He got the Voldemort treatment. You
can't
know?
Say that either.
Exactly. That's why it was, you know, he who should not be named, basically. But, it's tough.
It depends, like, Velveteen's like the clearest example in my head where I'm just like, oh, fuck you, go away.
Well, yeah, the biggest example for somebody who he fits in that 20% category where you're somebody I really liked and you did something really fucked up and I'm like, fuck you.
Right.
Bye. We can cancel you. I mean, I did like you, but I can cancel you.
Darby's on that list of people I just don't like and I wish would just go away because of shit he did outside the ring.
Unfortunately, because of the fact that he fucking such a big draw for them, he's still kicking around.
Right.
And that's what kind of aggravate some people.
Right. The speaking up movement, you know, lamed a lot of people. So there's a lot of people on that list like Marty Scurll and fucking.
There are, yeah. There are guys that are on there that just disappeared probably because of the shit they did. And then there's guys who are still fucking kicking around, a couple of them.
Jay Lethal.
Yeah. Lethal, fucking Darby.
Right.
I mean, Riddle's thing kind of got squashed.
It did, but again, like, he's not on that list.
You still...
Like, I tried to separate him for as much as possible. Like, oh, you're just a pothead. Cool. That's how I look at you, as a pothead. And I tried not to think about your little fucking thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, also, how much... his name. Instead of Matt Riddle, he's just Riddle. Like, it's the same fucking thing. Yeah. If you type in Riddle WWE, the same shit's going to pop up.
If you type in Riddle, you're probably going to get him.
Right. Well, you probably get some lame-ass joke.
Yes, exactly. You know, you got three things popping up there. Matt Riddle, the Riddler, and stupid little Riddle games.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
But yeah, to answer your question, fuck Goldberg.
Yeah, fuck Goldberg.
And fuck, who else did I say fuck? Oh, fuck Velveteen Dream.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. What else you got?
I don't know. I don't think of anything.
All right, we got Prediction Friday this week for Hard to Kill.
Yep.
And I think that's it. There is, Wrestle Kingdom should happen in, but those get fucking crazy. I have no idea what's going on over there anyway.
Yeah, and
it's literally like, I gotta put this person in here, and then they end up in this match, and then I gotta try to figure out...
This Wrestle Kingdom is the fucking, they're doing that, like, versus thing with...
Right, they're doing two during the week, and then on the 8th or 9th, they're doing the one against,
Noah?
I'm gonna call it Noah, even if it's not Noah.
I like a lot of Japanese wrestlers. Is a lot to follow, though.
It is.
They have a lot of shows. Just New Japan has a lot of shows.
They have a lot of shows, and it's not like it's on my TV.
No, exactly. It's hard for me to really follow what's going on just reading wins and losses. Right. You know?
Plus, it's also like, it's us reading MMA names, essentially. Like, fucking that
I'm
guy.
A little bit better at that one, just because...
Right, but sometimes. But
sometimes I'm like, what? So, I could say what? I can't say that.
Right.
So.
So I know UFC until the 16th.
Yep. Which will be our following week.
Right.
So, and I think it's just, is it a fight night?
It's just a fight night. There's pay-per-view coming up, I don't remember. I think it's the week after that. Actually, two pay-per-views coming up within the same month, so.
That's not surprising. This is a little hiatus this time of year from that.
Right.
And it, like, they always throw like two early in the year to jump start it again.
Get that fucking revenue going up again.
Yep, exactly. Like, all right, the holiday season's over. People are going to start going back to normal now.
Yeah.
Let's fucking get our shit going. All right.
All right, then. I guess we're good. I'll see you on Friday for Hard to Kill.
That's right.
Till then, motherfucking deuces.
Peace.